USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Mike Pence is reacting to his former boss's possible indictment this week.
Donald Trump's former vice president believes a criminal charge in the Stormy Daniels case is a waste of time.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
But Pence, appearing on ABC's This Week, said Americans do have the right to assemble peacefully.
The violence that occurred on January 6th, the violence that occurred in cities throughout this country in the summer of 2020 was a disgrace. The American people won't tolerate it, and those that engage in that kind of violence should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has no confidence in the head of the Federal Reserve. She said Fed Chair Jerome Powell took a flamethrower to bank regulations, making him partly responsible for the recent collapse of two multi-billion dollar banks. Warren said he's also failed when it comes to monetary policy because all interest rate hikes do is put people out of work. After a week filled with the commotion and turmoil in the banking industry, a number of key economic reports are due this week that investors will be keeping an eye on. Tuesday we'll see existing home sales. Wednesday brings the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. Then Thursday it's jobless claims and data on new home sales. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly says we're making improvements to border security, but the Arizona Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union that border states have it rough.
This is very challenging for border states, and if you're a small town on the southern border, this has been a real struggle, and we've got to do more.
Kelly said he doesn't always agree with his own party on immigration issues, since he represents a border state. The verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users being rolled out by their parent company Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Former President Trump is choosing Texas for the first rally of his 2024 campaign.
Trump will begin his re-election bid at the Waco Regional Airport next Saturday. The former president wasted no time announcing that he was seeking another term, declaring his candidacy 1 week after last year's midterms. Trump is expected to face the most opposition from Ron DeSantis in next year's Republican primary, but the Florida governor has yet to confirm he's running. I'm Dave Collins.
Legal experts aren't expecting a possible indictment to have much of an impact on former President Trump's 2024 campaign. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Tom Dupree said an indictment in the case regarding hush money paid to an adult film star won't legally prevent him from continuing to run for the White House. Two U.S. senators would like to see TV cameras in federal courtrooms and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsors of the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act. They say allowing television coverage would give more transparency into the court system for the public. The head of the EPA says states rejecting shipments of toxic waste from the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, aren't being helpful. In fact, Michael Regan says blocking a shipment is unlawful. Yosemite National Park has partially reopened with limited access. The nation's most visited national park has been closed for 3 weeks due to a series of winter storms that left more than 15 inches of snow in some areas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.